This podcast has been brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com, Paranormal and New Age Podcast Feed.
Feels like I'm searching for something.
Many people are afraid of the unknown.
Must dig deeper.
Why are we here?
Sometimes life can be very confusing.
There must be an answer.
Am I losing my grip?
Or am I starting to understand?
Welcome, my friends, to another Scarecrow Report. Hello there. Traylon Scarecrow here, coming to you from the center of the Twisted Thicket in my mind with the Scarecrow Report 8. A thank you must go out to all of those who take the time to listen to my words. From the amount of views I have received, it shows that someone out there is listening. As long as I am able to, trust that I will keep trying to make as good as a report as I can for all my listeners. And now, let me get on with the first segment. A very interesting experience it is to be alive in this world. Many question and wonder at what exactly is going on here. Easy it is to see that we are physically here, breathing, thinking, and interacting with the environment and each other. But how we came to be is something that we have been trying to understand for as long as we were able to think and exist. There are many main lines of thinking when it comes to this strange plane of study. One of the first and most understandable modes of thinking is that of the superior being complex. The belief of a greater being creating us and all that there is on this planet has been the first and core principle to most of the religions we have today. Many of these teaching what is believed their gods would deem as the proper way for us to live. Some early cultures, and many which exist today, teach of each and every physical form as being an entity or sentient part of a greater god or force. Like a rock may just be a rock, but it's part of the same force as all rocks and stone. Some beliefs tell of beings with great powers who govern each of these forces, and in turn influence the realm in which we live. Others describe these as eternal forces. Some circles say there are many different types of these forces, while the main four, which are present more than often in these studies, are those which I have talked about before: earth, wind, water, and fire. These four basic principles of elemental energy are what clearly give us life, or at least what we depend on to live. It was this main line of teaching that was in many communities deemed as the work of witches and devil worshippers back in the 1500s. Behind the scenes, many men who were in control of the church, which largely at the time was in control of the general population, were worried that this way of thinking would loosen the grip of the belief in the church held. Others truly believed that talk of elements and runes was evil and the work of Satan. The result was an example made of hundreds and perhaps thousands of people who were burned, hung, and generally punished for practicing studies which were not deemed as proper by the head of the church at the time. Throughout our time here, the number one cause for war as being religious belief, or belief in general. In this day and age, many of us live in a society where we are able to believe in what we want and say what we want, in most ways. But remember, friends, there are many out there who are not able to express themselves in any way without fear of being punished in some manner. And in history, many of us have died and suffered in the face of battle for truth and freedom.
Remember one thing, that is more than just a tanker of gas. That is our lifeline.
I'll drive that tanker.
They build a house of straw. The thunders of the shield sputters and
strikes. If we fight for a belief, I stay.
There, that should do it. Now all I need is a bit of... Now where did I put that beaker?
Ah! Damn it!
Stupid science bowl. Could be out killing monsters or doing something heroic. But no. I have to learn the molecular composition of a freaking... Oh, hi there. It would seem that I'm just making a mess here in Morvin's lab. But that's okay. He's not around right now. I've been looking over some of the minerals here found in the periodic table of elements. In 1872, a brilliant scientist by the name of Mendeleev published a paper stating the list of minerals and elements which would be the foundation of the periodic table we use today. Now it is said that our bodies and all that surrounds us is made of at least one or more of these elements. All these minerals and chemicals are the building blocks with which all in our existence is made. Except we call them molecules. Many of these minerals can be found everywhere you go. Different combinations of chemicals and molecules exposed or not exposed to certain conditions over a long period of time can produce large amounts of raw crystal and mineral deposits. From skyscrapers to most jewelry, minerals, ore, and crystals are used by humans every day.
Hey, Trailer. Come over here for a second.
I'm coming, Morgan. The desire and cost of certain ores depends on their size, color, and rarity of strain. Same goes for crystal. But there are those out there who collect rubies, sapphires, sodalite, and much more for different reasons.
Ah, you mean a crystal master. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Now tell me, how did the experiment
happen? Not so well, really. I kinda...
Don't worry, my friend. In time, you will learn. Come, I have something I want to show you. Continue on with what you were talking about.
As I was saying, a crystal master is a person within the world of energy and magic, who collects those stones, gems, and crystal formations for use in their studies and work. There has been endless amounts of study done on crystal use in the transfer of energy and magic ability at large.
Many of us will carry stones for different reasons, depending on what the rocks will do.
Very true. Some stones and crystals are said to absorb certain types of energy, like negative feelings, while others can help regulate the chi, or energy flowing within our bodies. Some masters will use these to channel energy over short and long distances. Well, friends, it seems I must attend to my studies. For now, I bid you farewell.
So long, suckers.
That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. You got that?
That's it, my friends. This is Draylen Scarecrow, signing out.